Nicholas?
Speaking.
Hi, I received your email, but to be honest, I don't actually, it doesn't clarify exactly what you're looking for. Could you just give a covering note so I know exactly what you're looking for?
Well, I think we can maybe describe it as professional negligence.
I know, it's just that if I if I forward this, I know they're going to be querying what am I forwarding, because it doesn't actually give a detailed background of what it was in relation to.
Okay, so you want a detailed background, is it?
Yeah, just a covering note, just saying exactly what your query is, so I can just forward it to the, and if you give a contact name and address as well, and a contact number, so they can contact you. Now, I know I have your number here, but it was just it's just for them to know exactly before they get. I don't want to be getting someone to contact you, and it's not the relevant person. So, if you want to just give a detailed covering note, just saying exactly, because all the different links are not going to make sense, and they're not going to click into something they don't know about because we don't know what we're downloading.
Right. It may be difficult to include all details if you're not going to actually download the files, but I can try to maybe attach more or put more in the body.
If you just give a synopsis of exactly what your matter is, then I can actually just say this is what the story is, and I can forward then your actual mail if they need to go in and have a look further on any of the files that you sent on.
The Pacific solicitor in your firm, who is listed by this negligence panel, is Patrick Mullins. So perhaps he might be the most appropriate in one way to deal with it. But basically,
okay. What I can do is I can send this to his secretary, so and just say that you were in contact, and she might be able to give you a call. Then you can give her more details on it.
Right. But if you want to hold on, I can try to think of some other things that I can put into an additional email before you contact her.
I'll wait for just a further email from yourself. So right. And if you want to, then I'll pass it on to Janneke, his secretary.
Okay. But if I maybe just try to explain now, so that I can then put it into an email. If this is what you think we should do, I am attempting to perform a particular type of court case. And for that type of court case, before it would reach...
Sorry, just a moment. I'll see you, is Janneke available. Just a moment now, thank you.
Janneke, hello. I'm interested in your firm because you are listed on the negligence panel of this law society.
Yes.
And so I feel that I have not been treated legally by a judge who I attempted to initiate a type of court case, and though this court case would not actually be tried at a district court, a particular rule requires that to initiate it I need a documentation to be signed by a district judge.
Okay.
And I was finding difficulty to find a solicitor to instruct for such a court case, so I went as a litigant in person, but I did read an entire book on this on that type of court case, and I downloaded forms from courts.ie, and I downloaded a law from actina.ie, etc. And I spoke only in Irish during this hearing, and this judge spoke only in English without an interpreter. And this hearing lasted barely 56 seconds, and she refuses to sign this documentation, and she refuses to answer questions about why she refuses them. Now, as I said, this is not that is not a trial, so she is not giving me a chance for it to progress to a trial and to be fairly tried. So I feel that her refusals to answer and her refusals to speak in Irish, even if through an interpreter, and her refusals to sign documentation which she actually does not have a legal discretion to refuse to sign, I feel that she is acting illegally, and I want to prosecute her at the Judicial Conduct Committee via the Judicial Council Act 2019.
Which court is this?
So this is the District Court in Mead. Now, I know you are in Cork, but I had received a recommendation to instruct a specific nearby firm, and so I contacted it, but it told me that every solicitor in Mead has a conflict of interests in suing this judge, and
which judge is this?
She is called Erin McKiernan, so I suppose you probably do not know her, which is probably a good thing. And so a law firm, a nearby law firm, recommended me to instruct a firm which is as far away as possible, and explicitly said, quote, Cork, unquote. But
right. And what was your matter in relation to?
So, unfortunately, I am a victim of many crimes, including torture. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me in torture chambers, and it repeated, so really, really bad things happened. And
so it's criminal court.
So that is that would be a criminal case, yes.
All right. Nicholas, just hold for me, please.
Thanks a lot.
Contact number. I'm just going to call you back in 5 minutes. I just need to speak to a solicitor here.
Okay, thanks a lot. So this contact number is 01.
Yes.
8350.
8350.
646.
646.
Exactly.
Fabulous. All right, let me just speak to a solicitor here and I'll give you a ring back.
Thanks a lot. I'll wait for this call. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.